Okay. My name is Mark Payne. I'm Director of Art for College Specialism at Fallowbroom High School. We're an 11 to 18 comprehensive school. Through our performing arts specialism, one of our main aims is to try and get the kids engaged in the performing arts, music, dance and drama, but to use those art forms as a vehicle to getting them to understand wider issues about their education, whether it's something related to PSHE or to another curriculum area like history, geography or whatever. And as part of our programme, we have several cross-curricular days. We have one with history where we explore the French Revolution through drama. And today's has been about maths and trying to get the kids really fired up and engaged about understanding maths, but seeing it from a different perspective and turning the problems that some of them have in terms of dealing with numbers and problems and stuff like that, trying to turn those upside down and to try and give them a different avenue and a different way into understanding how math works. So therefore the dance workshop is really important from that point of view, because kids learn obviously in different ways, and there are many of our kids who will enjoy the physical aspect of dance and enjoy getting up on their feet and engaging in aspects of math, whether it be angles, directions, rotations or whatever, through a physical dimension, and will enjoy the sort of active engagement in the dance ideas. So what you bring to today is very important. It's also unique. We haven't really come across another dance company that approach learning in this way and in a way that fits with the way we want the kids to learn. So I think what you brought from the beginning was the introduction, although it was quite complex in many ways, and there was quite a lot for the kids to take in terms of things like language and stuff like that. Certainly the clapping exercise and the link with binary and the whole process of patterning and layering patterning and counting, absolutely spot on, because it really got the kids heavily engaged right from the outset, and they could immediately see that, okay, they were doing rhythms and music and listening, but also linking it with then the movements and then the dance, the improvised dance that you then put to what they were doing.
Okay, hello, I'm Andrew Jeffrey. I'm a math consultant. I work with teachers making, helping them to work with math. Well, you can tell we're really in a school. I think so much of math is misunderstood. I think so many people, as you heard me say in the show, so many people who think they're rubbish at math, what they mean is they're not very good at long division. Mm. And math is so much richer than that. It's about predictions, it's about patterns, it's about coming to things, it's about being able to see what the truth is. I mean, mathematical proof is an amazing big idea as well. We didn't really touch on that in the show today, but I will in tomorrow's show be talking about proof. And it's just very rich. It's art and it's science and it's language all rolled together. Rhythm and pattern are much closer knit, I think, than when I was at school. I think people are starting to realise that math is about all of these things and more.
I go to Fallowbroom High School. I found it amazing.
I go to Fallowbroom, and I thought it was really good because I like that kind of music and like how it balances and stuff like that.
Okay, good, excellent. Thank you.
And I go to Fallowbroom, and I thought it was really the dance move, and like it teaches something new, I guess.
Okay, what do you think of the idea of math being in dance?
It was good. We did really math.
Yeah, like usually I hate math, but now it gets you into it.
Okay, I see. That's the idea.
Yeah. And I thought it was really interesting.
Okay, good. And what did you find most interesting about it?
Learning that different letters could be the common rule.
Okay. Good. Well done.
Fallowbroom High School, and I really enjoyed dancing with people who came to our school, and I really enjoyed the numbers being notes and beats of the drums.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, well, thank you for participating. I'm Esther Mari from Schools of Unified Learning, and I'm just open and interested to hear how you found the session here today at Fallowbroom. Perhaps you can introduce yourself and then just tell us what you found today.
Okay, my name is Rachel Leyland and I'm a teacher of dance at Fallowbroom High School.
I'm Adele Holden, I'm a teaching assistant in the Learning Support Department.
I'm Yvonne Popquist, I'm Lucy at Fallowbroom High School.
And I'm Alison Burton, I'm a teaching assistant in the Learning Support Department.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for meeting me.
I found it particularly interesting how the children were able to learn maths through dance, because although we do lots of cross-curricular with other departments in Fallowbroom, I haven't yet introduced maths into my dance lessons, so I particularly found it interesting to observe how you were able to incorporate the maths syllabus into a dance class and how the students were able to kind of learn through a practical subject.
Good, thank you.
It was really good to see children who don't normally come forward in a lesson to really shine because of the dance element brought into maths today. That was really lovely to see.
Good.
Within the group there's a number of pupils with particular special needs who really came out of it. We had visually impaired pupils, we had pupils with Asperger's syndrome who really took part and really enjoyed it, and were one of the crowd. Got a lot out of it.
Excellent.
I think they all have to take something away with about the day for themselves. And there's one little lad who isn't particularly able in maths, but he immediately got all the angles that he was doing and immediately could sort of connect to the maths side, and I was really impressed with that. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Is there anything in general you want to say about what we've been doing?
Just how enthusiastic the students are. To learn, and it's lovely to have accompaniment that's live. I think that brings something special to the classes. And just to have outside practitioners come in and work with the students is always a positive, really. They really feed off that, and you know, they'll be talking about you now for the rest of the week, so, and we'll be playing the clapping games for the rest of the week, so thank you very much for the clapping games. I've really enjoyed the day. Thank you.
We've had some ones that were from last year.
Yeah.
Saying another, so it does leave a good impression, I think. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.